Well, good Monday morning, and kind of a rainy day here in Bloomington. Had a nice weekend. The weather was great. Went up to Martinsville to the Edgar Morgan County Fair going on. Got to see Sarah Evans and Joe Nichols. A nice show going on up there. Then Saturday, of course, was game day. Yeah. Game day's what it was, but there wasn't much of a game that went on. Let's put it that way. I don't know what happened. I really thought that the Cutters would dismantle the Lions. I watched a lot of clips on the Lions, various sites. I just didn't see them competing the way they did on Saturday night. Of course, I didn't count on all the fumbles, drop passes, penalties, mistakes, blown cover. You name it, it happened. A lot of doubting in the third quarter when the Lions scored the third touchdown, and you can kind of see an implosion coming. I mean, at one point the coach even had to remind players he'd been doing this longer than they have. I don't know. It just hats off to the Allen County Lions. You came to town ready to play. You were prepared, and you put an ass whipping on the Cutters. All right, that I'll give you that. You put an ass whipping on the Cutters, and I think you know, the 100-yard fumble recovery for your first touchdown. I think that kind of set the tone for the rest of the night. You just my opinion. But the Cutters never really looked like the Cutters on Saturday night. So now, what's next? Well, next up is a trip to Indianapolis this coming Saturday for a rematch with the Indy Assassins. I mean, this is this third game this year against these guys. First game, they won 18-12. Second game, the Cutters won 8-6, and that was won by the defense with less than 3 minutes to go on a pick six and then a two-point conversion. So who knows what the hell is going to happen Saturday night up in Indianapolis. I do know that the Assassins have got a nice field now to play on, so there won't be none of that playing in a damn hayfield, and that's good, but you know, the Assassins are a different team this week. They beat the Indiana Blitz Saturday night, 20-16, I believe it was. So they stand at 5-2. The Cutters stand at 5-2. After the Tornadoes folded this year, the Assassins picked up a lot of the Tornado players and some of the jokes on, or some of the comments on Facebook. Some people were calling them the Ass Nados and stuff like that. That's wrong. You know, a team folded and the players luckily had the opportunity to go to another team and play football. And that's what this is all about, playing football. I think you know, it's a lot of people. Well, a lot of people get into this at various levels because they know they're never going to go the next step. Okay, now that's not derogatory in any way, shape, or form. Most players who play at this level didn't have the opportunity to play in college, you know, whether it be financial, whether it be talent-wise, whatever, but they love the game of football. So they continue playing. They risk everything to go out there on Saturday night to play this game. one injury and they're off work. They can't pay their bills. They can't do this, can't do that, but they're still out there. They're Saturday night. They're warriors on Saturday night. Some coaches get into it because they know that they're not going to ever be hit. You know, they're never going to coach at any other. They're not going to coach at college. They're damn sure not going to coach in professional ranks. I have worked with coaches before who have gone on to coach high school. Grant Cameron from the Tornadoes, Yankees with Avon. There's some of these guys who would be beneficial. They would be a great asset to any college. Josh Terhune, you know, Coach JT, I worked with him for several years. I mean, the guy's got it. He just never was given a chance. I believe Grant could do the same thing. Grant's a good coach. He's devoting a lot of time now to youth football, youth coaches, youth kids. All around great guy. So anyway, back to the Battleground Football League. The Lions are now 6-1. The Thunderhawks are now 6-1. And I don't know. It's going to be interesting the next 2 weeks. Next week, the August 4th, the Thunderhawks are supposed to travel to the Joliet Buccaneers. The Buccaneers are 0-5, 0-6. You know, they're not in good shape. The Allen County Lions, they've got another long trip down to Indianapolis. This time they're going to take on the North Indy Warriors. And the Cutters, like I said, go to the Assassins. If the game takes place, the Hawks will have no trouble whatsoever with the Bucks. So that's going to move them to 7-1. The Lions at the Warriors. The Warriors, like I said, they've got a great team. They're a first year team, and they're making some first year mistakes, you know, from top to bottom. But after seeing the Lions at our place on Saturday, the Lions are going to take this game. There's no doubt in my mind. And you come to the Cutters and the Assassins. Okay, 18-12 first game, Assassins win. 8-6 second game, Cutters win at their places. Third game, it's up at the Assassins' place. There's no way the Cutters are going to slip to a number 4 seed. And it just ain't not going to happen. I mean, they need to stop the doubting and stuff that was going on during the game Saturday night. Regroup, come together as a team, as a family, play together, and they'll win this game. It's going to be a close game. I mean, it may be another one of them come down to the final minute, but I'm going to say the Cutters are going to come out on top of this game as well. So that's a rundown on that. Schools are getting ready to go back into session. My grandson, he starts next Wednesday. So, you know, he's a sophomore this year, big kid. I'm proud of him. He's done a lot of stuff this summer, and he's grown into a fine young man. But anyway, just one quick update on what happened this weekend. Wasn't the outcome we wanted, but you know, I don't want no excuses. Cutters got their ass beat. The Lions came to town and won the game. And there's no excuses. Yes, there was a lot of mistakes. Yes, there's a lot of bad decisions made. But that's neither here nor there. Game's over. Move on to next week and take your frustrations out on the Assassins. So this is Redemption Week. Hope everybody has a good week. If your kids are going back to school, good luck to them. And if you're out driving around, especially around Indy and areas where kids are back in school, be aware that buses are out, children are out walking, and let's not have any tragedies first of the year. So y'all take care. I have another update later in the week. I just want to do a short one this morning just to fill everybody in about the weekend. Y'all take care. Have a good week.